Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Hey, welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Slayer of Sarcasm, Old Man Wade. I'm sitting with my co-host, the Superior Super Wogabi.
What up, everybody?
And to my right, I got the Genius of Justification, Just Greg.
What up?
All right, so let's get right into this, man. Do you guys know who Mia Khalifa is?
I've only looked for her on Incognito tab, so I have no history of her now.
So you have no history of her?
No.
I see what you did there. That was a good one.
I know who she is.
Greg, can you explain to the audience who Mia Khalifa is?
She's East Indian, right?
I don't know her heritage.
Pakistani.
Yeah. Well, she plays to it. That's whatever she is.
She is an East Indian, if I'm not mistaken. Former East Indian porn star who went against the grain and the good graces of her own people to have a career in the porn industry.
Wasn't she in college at the time too when she started? Like, she was in college at the time too, I think.
I don't remember.
And that was like a big thing. Like, she like, I could be wrong, but
I didn't watch the interview that she put out yesterday, but. Yeah.
So I got something from New York Post right here. If you guys, she's actually a Lebanon native. I don't know exactly what part of the.
Where's that?
Cause my Middle East.
Huh?
Middle East.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you guys know better than I would.
I think it's near Iraq. I can't say
the
name properly.
But is it Iraq? Iraq. Okay. So the New York Post says, ex-porn star Mia Khalifa got the Twitterverse talking about her Monday night after she claimed in a tweet that she only made a total of around $12,000 in the adult entertainment industry. She said, people think I'm racking in millions for porn, tweeted a 26-year-old. I made a total of around $12,000 in the industry and never saw a penny again after that. Difficulty finding a normal job after quitting porn was scary. She was a dot, dot, dot. Khalifa, a Lebanon native, only worked in the adult film business for 3 months, but was and still is one of the biggest names. Years after quitting, she's still ranked number 2 on Pornhub for most searches in 2018, according
really?
To Vice.
Wow.
Oh yeah, she's like number 1 or 2 on Xvids.
Wow.
To clarify, I was never promised millions, nor do I expect it. Khalifa says, "I'm just clarifying common misconceptions about me and turning it into an industry." She also added, I was involved in porn so briefly, but my actions speak like wildfire, and I continue to be ranked truly baffles me 5 years after leaving the industry. This is why people still think I perform. So, oh wow, apparently she received death threats from ISIS in 2014.
Of course, yeah.
That's fucking insane.
She received all types of death threats. She was wild.
I think that all of that's true, especially the fact that she didn't make that much. It's sad that she didn't make that much money, because it seems that she probably made, in that short stint as a porn star,
yeah,
she probably made a lot of videos, right? Like,
I'm sure.
Right, so it sucks that she didn't get paid enough for that, or getting residuals.
Well,
but then when you think about the business model of porn, like, I've been watching porn ever since I discovered the internet, right? Like, and I don't think I've ever paid for it. So, like, I don't know how porn makes money, to be honest.
Well, the business side of it obviously she wasn't on top of the business side of things, obviously.
Yeah.
If you only came off with $12,000, not just in a month, not in a year, which would be sad too, but your whole career.
Yeah.
Well, she's like,
as a porn star, like, how long was she a porn star for?
I think she said 5 months. I'm looking at it now, but $12,000 in 5 months, that's not bad.
That's not bad, but
you get paid per shoot.
If it's a span of 5 months, 12,000 in 5 months, that's still like,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
you down.
Sorry.
That's,
yeah,
like, I'm sorry, 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Okay, so like 4,000 a month.
So my So yeah, so it's about that.
She had a, like, she's getting paid like an electrician.
Yeah, you know what I mean. She's getting paid
to do some crazy ass shit on camera.
But what's funny thing is, it really shouldn't even be. It's funny. Go ahead, Rick. Let me, because I have comments about
the thing about. Okay, so in hindsight, it makes you wonder, like, damn, was it really worth it? Because there's a stigma. That's one of those jobs. There's jobs where, you know, there's things you can do where you have to be very careful, because if it doesn't work out for you, if it doesn't pan out for you, if, you know, things go downhill, you're going to have to wear that stigma for a very long time. Yeah. And porn is up there as one of those professions.
Well, I just want to point something out, because this is one of the points I was actually having a conversation with someone. Because I was on Twitter and I was laughing at the jokes where there was this, like, when you find out Mia Khalifa's trending on Twitter, and the first thing you do is turn down the volume on your phone if you're in public. And you're thinking it's going to be, like, you know, some freaky shit. But then I'm scrolling down and people are, like, laughing at it. I'm like, dog, you've never made $12,000 in 3 months. Like, everyone clowning me, like you guys are fuckboys. You were really sitting there clowning her. Mm-hmm. But trust and believe, as soon as you saw that, you're like, huh, I'm going to go watch a Mia Khalifa video now. Yeah. And she turned that money, she's now worth around $2 million.
Because she had a brand. And that shows the power of the brand. Because even though she wasn't making money off of the videos, her face was out there. People were getting used to her. And she was dating, like, NBA stars and stuff like that. And that's another... Like, so, if she got as much... If she got that many spins... Like, if her... I'm pretty sure one of her porn videos on, like, Xvids probably has, like, 100 million plus.
I'm sure.
Just one, right? Probably more. Like...
Yeah.
Porn's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that as YouTube views, right? Like, she'd be a millionaire just off of that alone. Like,
and it's funny because...
Porn stars are getting screwed.
Yeah. And what's funny about it is, like... And then on top of that, she actually knows... she knows sports. So she started... really started tweeting about sports and stuff like that. Uh-huh. She was on... Gilbert Arena's show for a little while.
Yeah, they had a show on Complex.
So, like, she actually, and I read some of her tweets, and, like, she's actually into the sports. It's not like, oh, but I'm into sports, and I used to suck dick. Like, no, she's, like, really into sports. Mm-hmm. You listen to her talk, and you listen to her, like, with her brand. Like, she knew what she was doing. Like, you know what I mean? Let me rephrase that. She admitted that, like, in the article I just read, like, that she wasn't promised millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So she knew what she was getting into. She eventually left for personal reasons, and then she turned a life of death threats into $2 million, and she's probably going to be making more after this interview.
Hmm.
I mean, she's like,
so do we feel bad for Mia Khalifa? Do we feel bad for her? Is this...
No, I feel bad that she got, like, death threats. I feel bad for anybody who gets stuff like that.
But
like,
anybody with her type of exposure is probably going to get death threats. And given, like,
but she's an anomaly. Yeah. Because most people, there's actually a documentary, there's a few documentaries
on Netflix
called, I think, After the Industry or After Porn or something like that.
I've seen two of them, and some of them are, like, really fucking sad, man.
Yeah, I haven't watched them yet. I saved them. I just never got around to them. I'm on vacation. I might as well watch one of them. But
hit me up when you watch them, because, like, I watched two of them. I haven't watched the third one yet.
But when you watch the preview, you can kind of tell where they're going with things. A lot of those women don't end up, you know, on the bright side of things. A lot of them end up going, like, their lives just go downhill because you have this huge stigma weighing on you. And, like, there's certain jobs that you just shut out from because they don't want, they can't handle the attention they would get.
And which is funny because it doesn't even matter if they're qualified for the job. Exactly. All they're gonna know is the stuff on it, which is unfortunate because those same people who are like, I recognize you, you can't have the job. I'm like, well, how do you recognize her? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just...
Are you guys going to start paying for porn now? Support the industry or not?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm being honest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get my shit on Netflix.
That's crazy. Damn. Being a porn star just might not be worth it anymore.
The internet...
they're still making it, but like you said, the business side of it, they're probably... Like you said, they're...
The industry
itself is still making money. So yes, if you are a porn star, you can still make money.
Have to evolve because the internet interrupted so much, in not just America, just the world. the music industry, the porn industry, the movie industry.
But you know what's funny about that is like porn stars have also become a thing where you can make money. Like you can make money on, what's a bit Joe Budden always talks about, Cam Soda? Like you can get money on shit like that. You can get money doing appearances. You can get money doing I almost called her Wiz Khalifa. Me and Khalifa, like, she made herself a brand. Mm-hmm. My wife always talks about, like, that's one of the most important things in anything you do is making yourself a brand.
It's something, it's ownership. That's something that you can own, right? Yeah. And a value can be attained, right?
Like, yeah.
And it's, especially in today's day and age. Like a city like Boston, for instance, San Francisco, the reason why they're making the billions they are, it's all off of brands and intellectual property. It's nothing physical, right? Like,
yeah.
And that's just the way it is. I'm excited about that, man. I think it levels the playing field for a lot of people.
Yeah. But and I just, like I said, I brought it up because I thought the Mia Khalifa slander was fucking, like, hilarious. I'm like, dog, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, she seems up right now, you know? She seems like she's winning. And yeah. She's being truthful about, and I think it's probably like a warning to girls wanting to get into the industry, right?
Yeah.
Letting them know what to expect. Maybe not a warning, but just setting expectations.
Realistically, yeah. It's like, and you look at it, she's still what they said, like within the top five in surgeons. She hasn't done porn in 5 years.
I don't think I was that much of a fan of hers.
Best boobs in the game.
I'm not a boob guy, so I don't know. Like I said.
She's very cute, and she has an amazing chest. So, like, that's what does it for me when it comes to her. But she's not, when it comes to the overall, you know, sexy, she's not that.
I think
she's very attractive.
Yeah.
I think she's very attractive, but she's not the total package for me.
Well,
I think I developed into a cougar guy.
Huh?
Cougars.
Oh.
Yo, you know Obsession is doing porn again?
She is?
Yeah. She got a video with LT.
Wait, why'd you look at me like that, Greg? I don't know. That was a look of disgust.
Yeah, Greg's been giving these disgust looks all day.
Well, hey, you're talking to the guy who prefers younger women. Nicole Murphy picture.
Oh, man, hold up.
Nicole Murphy, I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Nicole Murphy is?
No, man.
I think she's light skin, right?
She's Eddie Murphy's ex.
Oh, she's one of the Spice Girls?
Nah.
That's Nicole Murphy.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
The one who's getting called out for being a homewrecker right now?
Yeah.
Or is that somebody else?
That's her.
Yeah.
That's her. But, like, her, I don't know if it's plastic surgery or not. I'm not judging, but, like, she's in her 50s. And I think, like, if you...
She ain't no Angela Bassett.
Because women in their 50s normally don't look like that. Well, I know a few women in their 50s that look something like that.
Unbelievable. They work out. They eat right. They do their thing. Like, I'm pretty sure.
Sometimes it's just jeans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. You
know, most of the time, it's just good jeans.
Yeah.
Yo, that's an underrated. People act like. It's like, oh, all you have to do is work out. Nah, dog. Sometimes it's jeans.
Yeah. But I think, I honestly think that, because I remember when I was younger, I don't know if it's because I was younger or not, but I hear this a lot. Like, people, like, in their 40s, in their 50s, looked older, like, in the 90s and the 80s, right? Like, they looked like what somebody in their 70s probably looks like
today. Dog, they chain-smoked cigarettes and drank whiskey. That's all they did.
That's exactly my point. I think now, especially like this generation of older people now, like they had more, they're more health conscious. They're doing more to take care of their body, right? Well, like,
I still get the shock every week when I'm at work and I see somebody's ID. And before I see their ID, I'm like, I know this person isn't older than me. Or this person has to be older than me.
Yeah.
Older than me. That's what I'm trying to say. I'll look at the date of birth and I'm like, what the fuck?
But you know,
how am I older than this person?
For a lot of, there's a reason for that sometimes.
I know. I know. But still, like, I see
even... In my part-time job, I see that a lot. And I'm I picked up a girl and she looked like she was maybe 45.
Yeah.
Right? and she was with her boyfriend. He looked like he was like in his 60s. They both were in their 20s.
Wow.
Like, it was bad. Stay away from drugs, kids.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Not even. Stay away from heroin. Whatever the hell these people are. This shit's crazy. But anyways.
Yeah, you just fucking bring this shit down, man. What the fuck?
My bad.
Also,
that out.
On the topic of shaming, there was another one, a woman I wanted to bring up. I didn't put this in the docket, but it came across my Twitter feed, and I had her name, and I lost it. Her name is BB Rexha, BEBEREXHA. So, I'm going to show you guys a picture of her.
Okay.
You got the picture, right?
She looks like the chick from No Doubt in that photo.
Forget
her name.
That's my shit, huh?
Yeah.
What the hell is her name? It doesn't matter. So, she wrote...
Stefani?
Yes. Thank you. She posted, said, I recently had a music executive tell me that I was getting too old and that my brand was confusing because... I'm a songwriter, and I post sexy pics on my Instagram, and that's not what female songwriters are supposed to do, especially for my age. She's 29. And she goes on to say, I'm fed up with being put in a box. I make my own rules. I'm tired of women getting labeled as hags when when they get old and guys get labeled as sexy with age. Anyways, I'm turning 30 on August 30th, and you know what? I'm not running away from it, and I'm not going to lie about my age or sing songs that I feel make me feel better because they sound younger. I'm going to celebrate my age because you know what? I'm wiser, I'm stronger, and trust me, I'm a much better lover than I was 10 years ago. Picture dedicated to the exec who said I'm too old to be sexy. Is this sexy for you? In what world, right? She's 29, right? I'm expecting, because I hadn't actually...
In the music world.
Huh?
In the music world.
How old is Rihanna?
I don't know.
Yeah, but Rihanna's a.
But she has a legacy. She's special.
Yeah.
She started from when she was like 18 or something really young and made her way up. Like nobody's expecting somebody to enter the music world now at like 35 and actually make a name for themselves.
Well, yeah.
And if they do, it's one hit song.
Who's that?
That's the, who you were just talking about.
Oh, she's
pretty thick.
Yeah.
She's not.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's 29. That's too old to be sexy? Duh. Seriously? 29 is too old to be sexy? I mean,
not for me.
And first off, what kind of exec fixes their mouth to say that shit?
Well, I think that an exec that... It's probably one of those people that's trying to hold on to his job and doesn't really know
where the industry is going. It depends on how you frame it. If we're talking about within the realm of the music industry, when you're 29, you're starting to get up there.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about regular, smegular, average Joe outside of the music industry, 29 is still young.
But okay, perfect example, right? We all look at those pictures as regular smuggler guys, and we're like, oh, she's still attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point. Like, but say to someone who looks that good, and to be like, you're too old to be writing sexy songs, you still look good. Like, you know what I mean? She's not fat bastard running around talking about the thong song. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, in a room full of guys like us, we see nothing wrong with it. In a room full of guys like the exec, they're agreeing with him. They're probably used to working with younger women who are like 18, 19, friggin' 20 years old, and like, okay, yeah, she's the right age. This is what works for us.
And do you think writing music, though, like writing music, you're kind of coming from experience, right? Like the experiences you're having in your daily life. And depending on what type of, I don't know anything about her career. She's writing like poppy music that's catered, that the industry wants to cater to younger people, it might be like, you know, you don't relate to a 20-year-old.
But here's the thing about that. That's the thing about it is, they didn't criticize her writing.
Yeah.
They criticized the way she looked. So she could be writing bangers. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, I don't get why you're writing this when you're not that age. Mm. Who gives a fuck why you're writing? Let me tell you. I am 36 years old. If someone said to me, hey, I need you to write a song for a 21-year-old. I can write a song for a 21-year-old. You do a little research. You put the words. You do a little research and you get this shit together.
That would come out so horrible, but... Uh-huh. That would come out so horrible. Like writing...
You say that.
But no, but... I'm surprised you say that. Somebody that, like, respects, like, the art. Especially, like...
I do.
Right? Like, there's gonna be a difference between somebody that, like...
But I'm not performing it, though. I can't perform yeah. that music. But I could give that...
Don't you think that there's some passion that'd be lost? Like, there'd be something missing because it was done by somebody that just did some research. As opposed to somebody that, like, lived it. And can like inject those experiences into those words or whatever. Maybe
I think it depends on the performer. Because
yeah.
we've seen artists who sing songs and you're like, you don't really live that life, mm. and it comes off fake. But then there's some people who put the passion and the emotion to certain songs, mm. and you're like, okay, mm. it's a little different. Like I know Greg's gonna laugh at me and give me a look when I say this. I've become a big fan of pop music. Because over the last few years, like, this mumble rap shit has just taken me out of hip-hop for a while.
And mumble rap isn't really a
rap like that anymore. No. I became one because, like, a few years, like, it's not anymore, thankfully. Like, a lot of the music I've come out now has been fucking great. But I've started to really enjoy Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is dope. I don't really know much about Taylor Swift's music.
They do not make music for me. Period.
She's talented as hell, though.
But I enjoy it. So, my point is, if you can write a song, yes, some certain things you need to experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have the experience about writing. I can't write a song for, like, Snoop about being in jail. Mm-hmm. I can put some things together and then have him go and, like, fudge it or whatever. But I could probably write something to a point where it will sound good. I'm very confident in my writing skills. Mm. Even when I wanted to be a rapper, I was a good writer. I was a shit rapper, though. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? I can put the work in to write a song now. That has nothing to do with how I look. Mm. So for these execs to be like, oh, you're too old because you live a certain way, it's like, duh, calm the fuck down. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and I get with your point, Greg. Mm-hmm. They're looking for the next big thing. They're looking for the next Ariana Grande. They're looking for the next Taylor Swift. They're looking for the next Drake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you know what I mean, like if the person's still putting in work and the person's still making money, what fucking difference that their looks make if they're still bringing in money? Like, you know what I mean? Craig Mack was ugly as fuck and he brought in millions. You know what I mean?
Do you think they'd be having this conversation if she was bringing in millions though?
Yes, cause people are stupid.
I don't know, I feel like industry lets you get away with a lot of shit if you're bringing them a lot of money.
You're using common sense.
True. And it's a lot of faith in industry. I take that all back.
Yeah, it was just funny that both of those things happened today. I thought it was just, like, within the last, like, few days. I'm like, that's pretty fucking funny.
So do we know anything she's written?
No. I just found out about this, like, this morning. I just happened to be scrolling through Twitter looking for topics. And I was just like, let me see what's what with that. And through the power of the internet, I can actually find it out.
Oh, she wrote for Eminem and Rihanna's song, The Monster.
I'm friends with the monster, it's under my bed. Love that song.
Some basic pop EDM stuff here. Yeah. Money making, alright. She's part of the machine. I can see her having conversations like that on a regular. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, man. I just find it funny that that's really the thing people are really harping on. It's like, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what else is on the docket, old man?
I was actually about to talk some toxic shit, if I can find some.
Some toxic shit?
Why not?
Oh, boy.
Here's a good one. Not toxic shit, but I got a good one for me and Greg had a conversation about this, about can you comment on an attractive person's status or pictures without sounding thirsty?
Yes.
Can you compliment them without sounding thirsty?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think it's possible?
Yeah.
Then why do people come off so fucking thirsty on these days?
I think if they are thirsty, I think What is it? Like, is it the type of word you're using? Is it the...
It's... Sometimes it's the your wording. You can't really help the tone because that's all perception. Yeah. But it's the wording and sometimes, like, how you go about doing things. If you're always commenting with the compliments, then you might come off a little thirsty.
Yeah.
Or if you, like, just say something a little off the wall, you might come off a bit thirsty. But a lot of times, people aren't thirsty. It's just that some people just don't, how should I say? It's kind of like it's one of those things where sometimes somebody isn't thirsty, you just don't like who likes you.
That's what it is. Yeah,
you know, like, it's like at the workplace, sometimes you might have that woman that might get hit on by certain people that she has no interest in, and she's going to say, oh, they harass me, they're thirsty. But let it be the guy that she had the hots for the whole time. Sorry.
Bless you.
Let it be the guy that she had the hots for the whole time, and you won't hear thirsty come out of her mouth, or she's not going to know what harassment means.
Is that not fair, though? Like, and I'm only saying, I think that would they be called thirsty the first time they approach a person, or is it like the third, fourth time they approach a person?
I don't know. It depends on the person.
Depends on the person.
But there is, like, I don't know if we want to call that a double standard, but it's just one of those things that people use a little too loosely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Say what you're saying, bro.
Sorry. Smack you by some butt cheeks. But anyways.
But, yeah. That's what I think. Like, I've never called anybody thirsty before.
Yeah.
Even the women that I have not been interested in, that have, you know, shot their shot or whatever, a few multiple times, and I was kind of like, like.
That's thirsty, though.
I don't think that's thirsty.
You don't think so? What would you call it?
I guess they just, there's nothing wrong with shooting your shot. Like, if I like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't. If I'm indifferent, then I'm indifferent. But
it doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you if it's like a constant, like, hey.
I've never, I honestly can't say that I've had somebody that's constantly been like at my neck about wanting to be with me or anything like that. Thankfully, I don't know. I don't want to know what that's like.
That happened to me once.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only reason, that probably like kind of informed the way I think about this. I thought something was wrong with her, right? Probably something was.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody's constantly trying to like mess with you that you have no interest in,
mm-hmm.
it's annoying. Like, it gets extremely annoying. Like, I can see why some people would be called thirsty. And then your definition of it, the thirsty behavior online, like, uh-huh. depending on like how much times you're liking a post or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can see why that can be, you know, something labeled as thirsty or something that bothers people. Like, but to answer your question, old man, I think that you can respectfully like posts and pictures of people that are attractive without being. There's a good way to do anything. There's a good and a bad way to do anything.
But you know what? It sucks because before Instagram really became like a movement, and I was using it back in the day, liked whatever. Yeah, it's a movement. Yeah. People are making their income off of Instagram.
Like, those Fashion Nova models?
Yes. Instagram is a lifestyle for some people. So, like, I came into it thinking, oh, if I like a picture, it's just a like. It doesn't mean anything. But I had to get hip a few years ago where you can't just like a picture without it meaning something.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know what I mean? There's like a message behind a like sometimes, and I'm like, no, I just like the photo. But it also says something about you if, you know, if you're like, I remember this one woman that I can't even say we dated, but we were kind of like in the talking phase. I remember she did her little research on me. This was years ago. She was like, oh, I noticed that you like a lot of women on Instagram.
You can check the likes.
Yeah, you can. I think there was a way to do it. I don't know. And I was like, what is she talking about? She's looking at my likes on Instagram. And this was like, I want to say at least 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And back then, I was reckless with it. Like, I had every IG model, porn star, whatever, all over my Instagram. Now, like, I don't really follow any IG models like that. And if I do, it's just, like, might be a handful. And I like a bunch of other stuff. But it's just, I can respect the fact that she did that research because it'll tell you something. You know, you can tell, it's like, you can tell a lot about somebody by what they have in their trash. You can tell a lot about somebody by, you know, maybe the kind of mail they get. Or you can definitely tell a lot about somebody by what pictures they're liking on Instagram, you know, like.
I was actually having a conversation with somebody about likes, like, likes and stuff like that. I was saying that, like, most of my, like, Twitter feed and Instagram feed, it's so fucking random. Like, you'll see Lorraine Cocaine, I forget her last name, Lorraine Ward, then you'll see, like, Dan Slott. And then you'll see, like, a bunch of, like, random comic strip creators. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see another IG model. Then it'll be, and it's like, there's no real rhyme or reason to what I do, mm-hmm. other than, like, stuff like that. And it's funny, I was like, how come I don't see certain things? I go, oh, because you don't like those things. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and that's another thing, like, Facebook is definitely going, like, social media networks, they're definitely going to figure out what you like and give you more of that. So, it's going to make you look like an extreme version of yourself, mm-hmm. regardless.
So, I had a text conversation with Diddy about Naruto on Monday.
Oh, really?
And he's been getting nothing but Naruto things on his Facebook feed.
So I went into my Facebook. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that. That's how we're gonna try to make some money. Never mind. Continue using the Facebook algorithm as needed. Yeah. What you doing over there, old man?
My homegirl just posted. She has great topics. She's 37 with 3 kids, and I'll still post a big bikini pic if I want to.
Huh. No problem. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, Greg, what? Yeah. More power to her.
You know,
it's good to have that confidence, you know?
So you never, you don't have the cougars at all, like.
I can think of one or two that I think are fine as hell.
Yeah.
But Andrew, I don't Bassett, really check for them. I'm talking
Tracy
about
Ellis Ross.
I'm talking about cougars that I know personally.
I can
think of a few women who are older and fine as hell. But I don't really check for older women.
You know what's funny? That actually brings up the topic I wanted to talk to. I briefly talked to Javi about this, and I don't know if I brought this up to you. Have y'all ever seen someone who is just completely not your type, but for some reason you find them attractive?
I answered no last time.
I can think of one person from years ago that she wasn't really my type, but something about her, like, drew me to her.
Yeah, like, it was, there's a couple, I was talking to Javi about this, and it was just random, like, something like that. I just, nothing about her, like, screamed, like, attractive for some reason. I was like, why do I find her attractive? He's like, I don't know. That's not your type on any conceivable level.
It could be like a personality thing.
I don't want to speak to her. She's quiet as hell. Like, well, we say good morning. She smiles. I smile. Go about her fucking business.
Well, I don't believe in types. That's the thing. Like, I think you're just attracted to who you're attracted to. Like, I like attractive women. Like, and that could mean it could be short, tall, older, younger.
I like them brown,
skinny. I'm a big believer in, it's like, there's no unattractive people, just, like, lazy people. And I don't even think it's just lazy people. I think it's people that can't put together any, like, can never clean up, can never do anything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but there's,
That's a damn good
point. You could find your look. You could find your fit, and then, shit. Look at, what's her, Lizzo? Is that the new?
Lizzo?
Yeah. You know, she does her thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know who that is.
She's a plus size.
I was talking about her. Her song.
Singer, songwriter, rapper.
What's her name?
Lizzo. Lizzo.
L-I-Z-G-O.
It's on the Breakfast
Club. I don't even listen to Breakfast Club. I don't listen to that, like, at all. I'm completely all set with them.
If it wasn't for, like...
Oh, okay.
My timeline, I wouldn't know anything about her, to be honest with you.
I've seen her a couple times, but I have absolutely no idea who she is.
I mean, you come in with confidence. You smell good.
You know what else? You know what? I think you hit the nail on the head. I think a lot of it has to do with confidence. Not with this, what I'm talking about, but like confidence in general.
Yeah.
I think that women always say that like confidence attracts them to a guy. I don't think women realize like how much that's attractive to us too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've met a few guys who were like, oh, they were too forward. I'm like, I kind of respect that. Like, you know what I mean?
I like a certain level of being forward.
Well, I think that goes with anything. Like, you don't want it to be, like, uncomfortably forward. Like, you know what I mean? For example, my wife was forward.
Can somebody define forward to me? Like, I'm lost.
Forward right now. Is when there's, like, a disproportion of the level of interest a person is giving. Like, there's, like, one person, when somebody's really forward with you, they are really gunning for you. They're not being around the bush. They're not being subtle. They really are locked in on getting your interest.
Yeah.
So, like, Maria was forward, but it didn't come off pushy. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I think the difference between, like, forward, assertive, and pushy would be three different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, like, I'm out the game, so that doesn't matter. But when a woman comes to you and she's like, she knows what she wants, I think that's attractive. I think when they're not beating around the bush and they're not trying to like, oh, I'm trying to fuck. Like, you know what I mean? But not saying it like that, but you know what they want. Mm-hmm. Or if they're like, hey, I want to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I find that attractive. When me and my wife first started dating, she was like, hey, I'm 25, I'm not trying to do this shit. What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
We moved in together. She was like, this is what I want out of this relationship. What do you want out of this relationship? And she appreciates she likes that same energy reciprocator.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Chris Rock said, he made a joke. He goes, asking a woman for head, there's a way to go about doing it. If you say it with confidence, you'll probably get head. But you can't go, oh, excuse me, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So, I think confidence goes, like, on both ways. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's... Like, you ever have, like, sex with a woman and then, like, they're just completely confident in their body and their movement?
Yep.
They don't really need to talk shit. They just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what... That's another level of that shit. When, like, they know what they're doing and they're... confident.
Well,
they're sure about themselves.
And I think confidence exists in, like, a whole bunch of different, like, avenues, too. Like, for me, like, I've dated women that might be timid in some ways,
yeah,
but they're like some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, like geniuses, right? Or women that like are super confident in the way they look, right? Mm-hmm. They, you know, they don't have to wear a bunch of makeup, whatever. But then I've also dated women that was dope with the makeup game, right? Like, I'm not even a makeup dude and I see the makeup, I'm like, oh shit, that's dope, right? So, again, I guess that correlates to me not having a type, because that confidence could exist in all types of places for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Outside of just being, like, forward or whatever it may be. Like, it could be, show me you have confidence in some aspect in your life.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm going to find that attractive as well. You know what I mean?
I think you explained it a lot better than I did.
Well, thank you.
You know, because it was exactly what it was. Show me like you're interested in something. Show me your passion. I think might be a better word than forward. I think that might be a better word than that. Like, you know, if someone's really coming at you like passionately, and it's not like a creepy or rapey vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think forward is better because if I met somebody today who was very interested and didn't want to beating around the bush, they were very forward about their level of interest in me. That I would call that being forward and not passionate, because I think passion involves like an investment, an emotional investment there, and you can't have emotional investment in somebody you don't know yet.
True. You might think
we're playing with words right now.
I agree with you, and I think a lot of people think they have that, especially on like social media, right? Like, I think going back to that, like people you never met, you don't know this person, you don't know anything about this person. It could be all face. Is it called Facetune or whatever it's called? Like, it could be all filters. It could be you don't know what this person even looks like, right? But then I think a lot of people, they build like these relationships in their heads with the person on their timeline, and I think that opens up the avenue to like those thirsty DMs, those liking every pic, you know what I mean? Like, because you're developing, you think you have that passion, you think you have that emotional connection, like before you even do it. Like, I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's I think that pretty much sums it up. How I feel. You guys got anything else? I couldn't say that out loud. I could not say that out loud. There was no way in hell I was gonna say that out loud, man. Nah, man, I'm good. So I think we can end it here, man. 40 minutes is cool, and I thought we all hit the nail on the head. Just so you know, if you didn't get the vibe from what we were talking about, Just Greg, Super Woke, and myself, we are for the betterment of women. We are against that toxic shit, and that chicken's fly. I'm just throwing that out there, man. So, Just Greg, you got any own parting thoughts?
Not really. Damn it, Wade.
That was the lamest damn it Wade I've ever heard in my life. You know that, right? I don't know. Damn it, Wade.
Damn it, Wade. Yeah. Damn it, Wade.